Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, over the last few weeks, we've travelled through this series on personality types with Keith Henry, and we've been discovering this kaleidoscope of different types of people: teachers and encouragers, carers, givers, thinkers, doers, and when they come together, boy, they can achieve some wonderful things as a team. But who are the people who get them on track and work them towards some sort of common goal? They are, according to Keith Henry, the prophets and the leaders. They're the strong-willed ones who bring the vision, the correction, the direction into our lives. So we need to wrap up the series on those two people. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Sheridan.
It's been fascinating, this series. It's been great. Thank you for coming in all these weeks to explore these different kinds of people, because as we understand who we are, it helps us to make decisions about the way we spend our lives, focus our energies, do all sorts of things, isn't it? It's really an important thing to know.
And be fulfilled. You're not going to be fulfilled unless you know who you are and how to apply it.
And sometimes we want to be the other type of person, don't we?
We might be a
carer who really wishes they were an encourager, or vice versa.
Yes.
Now, we've been made by God in a particular way, a particular build, and we will really be fulfilled, as you said, when we're operating within that schema.
That's right, and you'll develop your passion in that area. That's the only area you really develop your passion.
Well, the prophet and the leader today to wrap up. It's been nice. We've kind of dealt with all the servants before now, and now we've finished up on the leaders. Often the leaders get all the first port of call, don't they?
They normally do. Yeah, never thought of it that way. You're right.
We've upturned the pyramid, so to speak, and the leaders come at the end there. Let's talk about the prophet first. Now, we need to kind of probably delineate something there, because we'll have a wide variety of folks that are listening to us, and some people will go, well, hang on a sec. Is a prophet really a personality type? In the Bible, the prophet was somebody who was called by God, who God spoke very clearly to, often about future matters, revealed the future to, and then they went to an erring nation and actually said, well, repent, get back to God, and don't treat the poor so badly, because, you know, judgment's coming. It was very, very much, you cannot be a prophet in the biblical sense of the word without being a Christian. Now, you're talking about, well, actually, there can be a prophetic personality. Just clarify that for us.
Right. With the prophet, it's not actually being prophetic and talking into people's lives like in the Old Testament. What it is, it's a personality type. And if you think of the prophet in the old times, as you said, they have to call people to repent or whatever, they're black and white. They're saying, if you don't, you've got to do it this way. If you don't do it this way, this is what's going to happen. And this is the personality type of the prophet. They're black and white. You know, they see things as right or wrong. You and I may have shades of grey, and as most personalities do. They don't see that shades of grey. You know, it's either right or it's wrong. And we need those sort of people, because imagine building a bridge, like the Harbour Bridge, and it had to meet in the middle. Well, you put an encouragers there, it would never meet, right? But the prophet's black and white. They will work it out exactly how...
And they'll tell you when it's going off track.
Exactly, they will.
So what you're saying is that God has built, even if you're not a follower of Jesus, you're not a Christian, even if you don't even believe in a God, you would say that God has still built a prophetic personality.
Yes, they very much...
It's a birth gift, if you want to say, rather than a rebirth gift, if we want to put it in that kind of terminology.
That's a good way of putting it,
right.
Yes.
Okay, so give us some more traits then of the personality of the prophet. They're black and white. They'll tell you when something is going off track.
They also a logical people, right? That in the talents, in terms of what their natural ability is, it's actually mathematical, logical. That's where they're smart. So you think of engineers, you think of financial accountants, a lot of those sort of areas, even a surgeon, you know, could be that way, right? Because it's right or it's wrong. They judge things. Now, that judging things can be good, not just bad.
Absolutely.
You know, because they judge things that this is the way, the right way, and they work it all out, that logical thing, and the maths comes in there for that logical thing. They're usually great at doing puzzles, right? I've got a son who is a prophet. He's a financial accountant, and his sisters wouldn't play Monopoly with him growing up, because he'd just be buying everything and taking over, you know, like they see how to, well, this is how you work out the game. They work it out, how to play it, logical, and win all the time. So they do work things out. They've got quite a good, they're high in discipline. If they've got to accomplish something, they will stick to it till they finish it. They will lock themselves away. They can work alone. But they're also very good managers because they have that ability to know what's right and to know what's wrong and not accept anything that's not right.
Right.
And they're not brutal with people. They can actually, a mature person can get beside a team and show them, instruct them the right way and encourage them the right way to actually do it that way. Mm-hmm. So they, out of all the personality types, they make the best managers.
Right. You were mentioning before about judgment and how, you know, in a religious sense, often when you talk about being judgmental, it's seeing actually as a negative thing. We've talked about this on the program before, that you can actually make judgments without being judgmental. You know, one is actually an action and the other one is kind of a harsh spirit that condemns. No, you're still called actually to discern between right and wrong. Now, I'd imagine, though, that of all the personality types, the prophetic personality type would struggle most with judgmentalism, the negative side.
Yes, certainly in the world, you know, if we're walking just in our normal human nature without being mature and that, they can be seen as very judgmental, very critical, very hard to get along with, you know, they don't give any slack, you know, and they're self-righteous. I suppose that's what you could say, they're the self-righteous people, and they can put people off. But then a mature one, they draw people to them because they are quite strong people. They want to do the right thing and they're quite encouraging of helping you to do the right thing.
This is where the whole Christian message of the fact that, you know, the very personality of God can be invited into your own heart, the very spirit of God, so that you actually are spiritually mature with these things. It's not all about you,
yes.
About you getting your way, you know, discerning what's right and wrong. It's actually tempered by the gentleness of God.
That's right, it is. And they are gentle people. You know, they come from the will, we're talking about will people, so they're very strong-willed. But the prophet uses the will to do the right thing. So it's a disciplined will within themselves to do the right thing. In the world, it's to be self-righteous. But in God's kingdom, it's to do things right with others.
Yes. It's funny you mentioned their gentleness. I would have thought that maybe some of the, the activists would fit into this personality, who often aren't so gentle.
No, well, they can be very ungentle, but that's where the self-righteousness come in.
Yeah.
And, of course, whenever you're self-righteous, you're never happy. You know, we've been made to find our happiness and our fulfillment and, you know, our love in life, and it's only as we accept who we are and put it into practice, you know, that we become that way. But the natural way, I might say, will just pull us down, spiral us down, be self-righteous, you know, make enemies of people, be dictatorial, be, you know, just not good things. And it's not good for them either.
No. This is Open House. We're talking about personality types and wrapping up the series with the prophet and the leader. Keith Henry is our guest, author of My Personality GPS. Before we leave the prophet, then, how can the prophet balance his or her personality type when they do have these particular propensity to these kinds of weaknesses?
Right. Being so focused and so disciplined, they have to take time out. So their high point is go to the encourager. So not only to encourage others, but also have fun, right? Okay, you know, take time out now. Go and play with the family. Go and have a game of tennis. Go for a surf, whatever they're going to do. But have time now to enjoy yourself because they are project orientated. So they want to do the project. They have to get away from that and relax.
Mm. So they make good marriage partners, would they, the prophet and the...
Very good, because you can rely on them. Yeah, a mature one,
yeah.
An immature one makes a very bad one.
Of course. Okay, the leader. Tell me about the leader and the qualities that they have. I mean, we see so many leaders around, and so I guess we could probably do this inductively in the sense that, you know, they're normally, like you said, they're strong will people. Mm. They know where they're going. They've got a sense of vision, sense of purpose and direction. Some other traits.
Well, they're action people. Again, we're talking will people, so we're talking about projects, right? They're action people to get anything done. It's interesting, they're called leaders, and they are leaders, but the leaders are projects, not so much leaders of people. They can lead people, but they like to get into the project more than the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the achiever, which we covered in the first interview, is the team leader.
Ah, they're right? The leaders of people.
Yeah.
Right.
And the encourager achievers, yeah. Which are very project orientated too. But they're leaders of people. But these are leaders of projects. So they love to get stuck into things, but they can dominate, right? Because they don't they're so focused, they don't see anything else going on except what they're doing and what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I like it best, an analogy there, is driving a car. You know, you're getting this powerful car, and they have to learn to control that car. It's like their personality, because they're used to just putting the foot down and running over everything, right? Get out of my way. Here I come. But you know you can't drive a car like that. So they learn to drive a car. And that's the same way they've got to learn to drive their personality. They don't realize how strong they are. They have no idea. But a good leader will actually learn to control that car, learn to control their personality. Don't run over people. Learn to take people with you rather than run over them. There's people you're going to affect. There's people working with you, people in your family, whatever. Don't dominate them, but they do need leaders, because leaders are action people. If we plan to go somewhere, well, come on, we're leaving in 5 minutes. Let's go, which is good, because they get people moving, right? And that's what they do, lead in that way. But don't dominate. If you are married to a leader, you're going on holidays and it might be a 5-hour car trip or whatever, they just say, we're not stopping, we're hopping in the car, we're going to keep going except for petrol until we get there. As encourager, we'll take all sorts of
detours
and enjoyments.
It's the scenic drive.
Yeah, the scenic one, that's right. Not the leaders. The project is to get there in 5 hours.
Right. They're goal-oriented, task-oriented, and they want to get to the destination.
Definitely.
Okay, so let's talk about the other weaknesses then and how they can strengthen those weaknesses so they can be domineering. How can they then temper it? You're talking about the prophet needs to go and have a bit of playtime there with the encourager, have some fun.
Yes.
Who does the leader need to be marrying up with, or you know, at least you know, going and spending some time with?
Well, they have to spend some time really with the giver, because they're so strong-willed and they're so good at getting things done, but they have to do it in a kindness way. See, the giver is kind and the helpful. So in other words, it's not about the leader. It's about helping others. Again, we come to that point, unselfishness.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they turn off their selfishness and turn it on to helping people, they can do wonderful things, really can. But it's interesting, just backtrack there on the natural abilities of that. The leader, is natural ability is verbal linguistic. A leader can talk. Mm. They can just present anything they want, and they can, that talk can also override somebody and kill somebody in a way. You know, when you do an IQ test at school, IQ is only in that area, mainly the will, the prophet, which is logical and mathematical, the verbal skills, you know, when reading,
mm-hmm.
and the spatial skills, which is in the achiever. That's what they measure. So everybody's smart, but they only measure one little little bit IQ. Mm-hmm. You know, what about EQ and other areas?
We could even add SQ.
SQ.
Spiritual.
That's right.
Yeah, quotient. Yeah.
They naturally do well, usually at school, if they want to, because school's made for them.
So we need the leaders and we need the prophets. I can imagine that if you had a team, the best case scenario would be that you've kind of got a smattering of all of these people in there. You've got the achievers and the encouragers who are out there with their great dreams and visionary enterprises, and the leaders to kind of get there and marshal the troops towards the vision. I'm just, you know, thinking as I'm speaking here, just trying to synthesize everything that we've done over the last few weeks, and you've got the prophet there to, you know, let you know when you're going off track and how to stay on the right track. And then all of the service that we were talking about the last week, and then the carers and everything who kind of get all the details done and care for the people while they're doing it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All done.
I mean, we couldn't have designed it better, could we,
no,
Sheridan?
We couldn't. It may well be divine. Well, it's fascinating. Well, thank you for the series. It's just been great to talk to you over the last few weeks and look at the different personality types as based on. We've got to, you know, bring it back to the fact that, you know, you've got these qualities out of the 12th chapter of Romans in the New Testament.
Yes.
That this is, you know, a divine pattern which has been tested out for centuries now.
It has.
And proven to be a good little organizing principle, and actually helps us to discern who we are and how we have been made, even if we don't even follow the God that made us, that we believe who made us. Yeah. Well, thanks for your time, Keith.
My pleasure, Sheridan. Yeah.
Keith Henry, who's the co-author with Bernie Diamond of this book, My Personality GPS. He's got a little test on his website there. We can go and find out who you are in light of these categories he's been walking us through over the last few weeks. MyPersonalityGPS.com is website, and that's where you can find out more about the book too. MyPersonalityGPS.com.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.